好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。
欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，
第二部分是你说不出来的英语，
第三部分为你介绍 A very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。
所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi, 大家好 Welcome to Real and Relax. This is Susan.
Hi, it's Al.
Okay, now let's begin with the review part.
上次我们说了两个词组，第一个呢稍微有点长。There's many a slip, twist, cup and lip.
There's many a slip, twist, cup and lip. 那就是世事难料。Something is unchangeable, huh?
Right. 第二个 with a grain of salt.
With a grain 或者是 as a pinch, with a pinch of salt. 那就是半信半疑的。With a slight feeling of disbelief. Okay, 上次我们说的五个短语 The first one, a little birdie told me.
有人告我的。
Okay, give me the lowdown.
全盘托出吧。
Hold out on someone.
别对我有所保留。
And spill the beans.
一五一十地说出来。
And something's on me.
我来付钱。
So, that's all about the review part.
今天要说的第一个是 worth one's salt， 值得某人的盐。就像上一次我们所说的，盐在过去是极为昂贵的日用品，相对而言也非常不容易得到。在古罗马的时候，士兵和文职人员的薪金有部分便是以盐巴给付的。所以你现在想想 salary 是工资， SAL 就是相当于来自拉丁文中的 salt 盐。虽然现在没有人愿意以盐来代替薪水，但这句成语仍然沿用了下来。Worth one's salt 就等于说 worth salary， 值某人的薪水哈，必定是某个人在能胜任某种工作的情况下使用的。所以这个成语的意思呢，就是能胜任，值得雇佣。
另外有一个同源的成语，那就是 to earn one's salt， earn 挣，那就是自食其力。
That's right. Peggy works very hard and has an excellent performance at work. She's really worth her salt.
Peggy 工作非常认真，表现良好，的确能够胜任，的确是一个能够胜任工作的好职员。
对。Any manager worth his salt will know how to make the best possible use of his stuff.
称职的经理应该知道如何让他的职员人尽其才， make the best possible use of his stuff.
所以这呢就是第一个我们要说的 worth one's salt.
Performing one's work completely, worth the money that one is paid, 能够胜任，值得雇佣。
很好记，值得付了他的盐嘛，对吧？ Second one, we're gonna talk at the drop of a hat.
At the drop, 掉 the drop of a hat, 那就是掉帽子 at the drop of, of a hat, 掉帽子的时候。
立刻马上。这是因为呢，在美国西部拓荒的时候，人们经常会发生斗殴的情况。通常在争执后，一方便会把帽子丢在地上，希望一决雌雄。如果另一方也把帽子抛下来，那么一场决斗就要开始了。另外还有一种说法，是在发明发令枪之前，许多的体育运动都必须依靠裁判的手势决定比赛开始的时间，而裁判通常会高举自己的帽子，嘴里喊着预备的口令，等到他把帽子往下挥的时候，比赛就正式开始了。这样的方式在赛马或者赛跑中经常的使用。不管哪种起源是对的，丢下帽子 at the drop of a hat 都用来表示马上立即的意思。
That's immediately without a moment's delay. 或者是 with the least encouragement. 动不动就怎么怎么着。
Every time the teacher asks Amy to stand up and answers questions, Amy will blush at the drop of a hat.
At the drop of a hat. 每当老师要艾米起立回答问题时，她都会立刻脸红。Blush at the drop of a hat.
I guess my sister is falling in love with someone, because whenever the phone rings, he will rush to pick it up at the drop of a hat.
我猜想呢，姐姐肯定是恋爱了，因为一有电话响，她就立马冲过去接起来。
这就是 at the drop of a hat、mm-hmm. 还有上一个呢是 worse one thought. So that's all for the first part.
Welcome to Real and Relax. 您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，登录 www.coolearn.com 最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。
Okay, now let's come to the second part. 这次呢还是五个。The first one, mind your P's and Q's. 还记得这个吗？我们原来说过为什么这里面要用 P 和 Q 呢？因为在排版的时候就这个字母 P 和 Q 经常会弄反嘛。
嗯，所以要小心 P 和 Q。
那就是你要注意。
注意礼貌，小心行事。
注意你的言行。For example, mind your P's and Q's when you speak with your teacher.
你跟老师说话的时候一定要注意礼貌的。
So just mind your P's and Q's. Next one. Keep your hands to yourself.
把你的自己的手放好。
把手收好在自己身上。那 keep your hands to yourself. 就是叫人不要用手乱碰东西。同理如果 keep your opinion to yourself, 那就是请对方别把自己的意见说出来，因为别人不会想听。所以这两个 keep your hands to yourself, 或者 keep your opinion to yourself.And next one, what a drag.
好可惜啊，真不幸。
This mall isn't open today. What a drag. I need to do some shopping. 说购物商场今天没开，运气真差。
What a drag. 那相当于有一点相似 what a pity.
Okay, the fourth one. Keep a civil tone in your mouth.
在你的嘴里要放着一个非常文明的舌头。
Keep a civil.Civil tongue in your mouth. 那就说话要
有礼貌嘛。
要尊敬，要有礼貌。For example, Mike said a dirty word today at school. Don't be like him. Remember to keep a civil tongue in your mouth.
Mike 今天在学校说脏话了，你可别学他啊，你一定要注意讲话的时候要讲礼貌。
就 civil tongue, keep a civil tongue in your mouth. Okay, the last one, in for it.
In for it. 那就你进去
了，染上麻烦了。Wow, the vase is broken. Now we're in for it.
天哪，花瓶破了。我们麻烦大了。
这估计是个古董花。
Antique.
So now we are in for it. Be in for it. Okay, now let's have a review. The first one, mind your P's and Q's.
一定要注意，小心。
注意礼貌。Keep your hands to yourself.
把手放好，不要碰任何东西。
What a drag.
好可惜，真是不幸。
Keep a civil tongue in your mouth.
说话要讲礼貌。
In for it.
有麻烦啦。
Now let's use them in the conversation. 这次呢，又是发生的什么样的呢？就是一对夫妇可能带着他们的孩子去拜访一个朋友，所以呢，在进门之前肯定要说 Be careful what you say. 孩子们注意你们的言行，不要给我们丢人哦。经常会有啊。Okay, now let's begin.Remember, children, to mind your P's and Q's. The Appletons are very conservative people.
Are we going to eat here?
Yes, but don't ask them about it. They'll tell you when it's time to eat.
Can we play?
We'll ask them first. Remember to keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, it's just like being at school. What a drag.
There's another thing. Keep a civil tongue in your mouth.I don't want you to embarrass me. If you do, you're in for it.
I'll be good. Can we go to the parks on the way home?
I think that can be arranged. 这里面先出现了一个姓 ,Appleton, 就是 Appleton.
这是一个姓。
The Appletons, 那就是这个
这家。
对，叫亚伯顿。Remember, children, to mind your P's and Q's. 记得孩子们要注意礼貌。The Appletons are very conservative people. 亚伯顿家的人呢都很保守的哦。
Are we going to eat here? 我们得在这儿吃饭吗？
Yes, but don't ask them about it. 会啊，不过你别问人家有关吃饭的事儿。They'll tell you if it's time to eat. 如果他们会告诉你什么时候要吃饭的。
Can we play? 我们可以玩吗？
We'll ask them first.我得先问问他们。Remember to keep your hands to yourself. 记得别碰任何东西。
Just like being at school. What a drag. 就好像在学校一样。What a drag. 真不好玩啊。
That's another thing. 还有一件事儿 Keep a civil tongue in your mouth. 说话要有礼貌。I don't want you to embarrass me. 我可不要你们让我难堪哦。If you do, you're in for it. 如果你们不听话那你们就麻烦大了。
I'll be good. Can we go to the park on the way home? 我们回家的时候可以去公园玩吗？
I think that can be arranged. 我想应该可以的。So just like being at school, just like 然后后面叫 doing, 就像是什么什么一样。比如说 taking a bus in Shanghai is just like riding a roller coaster. 在上海搭公交车就好像坐云霄飞车一样，不就很快吗？
Really?
That can be arranged. 最后一句话，那就那件事可以被安排，那就是可以没问题的意思。Now let's listen again.
Remember, children.To mind your P's and Q's, the Appletons are very conservative people.
Are we going to eat here?
Yes, but don't ask them about it. They'll tell you when it's time to eat.
Can we play?
We'll ask them first. Remember to keep your hands to yourself.
Just like being at school. What a drag.
There's another thing. Keep a civil tongue in your mouth. I don't want you to embarrass me. If you do...You're in for it.
I will be good. Can we go to the park on the way home?
I think that it can be arranged.
Now let's come to the third part, the story part. This time we're going to talk about the scholasticism. Scholar 是学者 S-C-H-O-L-A.然后后面把这二去掉加 S-T-I-C-I-S-M 比较长哈 Scholasticism 经验哲学11世纪到15世纪之间有一批宗教学者被称为经验哲学家在西欧影响很大经验哲学家大多在学校和大学里面教书基本上都大学教授哈他们的思想体系称为经验哲学他们试图通过理性更好地理解基督教信仰。早期经验哲学家圣安瑟伦试图用逻辑来证明上帝的存在。圣托马斯·阿奎那，这是很出名的人物 ,Saint Thomas Aquinas, 他试图将基督教的宗教智慧与古希腊哲学家和科学家的自然智慧协调起来。经验哲学家们将各种各样的教义和有关解释系统化。他们也尝试解决基督教神学中不同观点的争论。
西方理性主义的传统呢，可以说是源远流长。即使在蒙昧的中世纪，经验的哲学家也试图用理性和逻辑来证明上帝的存在。他们没有意识到自己是在向信仰而挑战，因为上帝是不能够被证明的。上帝存在于理性之外，他的存在有赖人类的悲悯和自责、恐惧与战栗。17世纪法国科学家和哲学家帕斯卡最早认识到这一点。上帝是不可以被证明的。上帝存在于人们的心中。这就是有关于经验哲学。
Scholasticism.
And
that's all about today.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Bye bye.